My name is Adisola Akindele, and welcome to my podcast, #HTMAM. This week, we are going to be focusing on something that screws us up more times than any: procrastination, taking debt on your life. Thank you all who voted on Instagram. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, simply look in the description box for my Instagram handle. So let's kick off with a quote. Procrastination is like a credit card. You're borrowing from tomorrow's peace today. And this quote is from yours truly, that's me. And, you know, I'm going to start with the actual definition of procrastination, and I'm going to break it down for you in three parts, and I'm going to give you my last word at the end. So the definition of procrastination is the avoidance of doing a task that needs to be accomplished. Yeah, so that's basically literally sometimes it could be waiting until the last minute to complete a task. So you're literally choosing to do something else instead of what you need to do in that moment. Okay, and I know more than anyone how this feels and what it leads to, which is why I decided to break it down into three parts that literally affected me. And, you know, the final one is basically how to beat it. So we're going to look at in three things. We're going to look at where it comes from, like literally what activates it, where it starts from, how it hurts you, and how to beat it. So those are the three areas we're going to be focusing on in this podcast today. But before I dive into that, I really want to share something that I learned while I was researching this topic. There's so much out there about procrastination, but I felt that it would be best to share what happened to me, my experiences with it, and break it down this way, because I've beat it. I've literally learned how to control it, and nothing says better than sharing what you have experienced yourself. So it's something I found out called the rational emotive behavior therapy, and it has this theory that teaches that procrastination often comes from a belief that discomfort should be avoided, physical and psychological discomfort. Yeah. And, you know, I found that really, really interesting, you know, because I was thinking, discomfort, that if I have to get something done, is it uncomfortable to get it done? Or what is it? You know, there's something obviously behind it. I just thought that was something that I should just share with you guys and keep it right there for you to think about. Because the thing I've learned about discomfort, when you're feeling uncomfortable, that signals there's a change that needs to happen. And the more and more it gets worse, you know, instead of ignoring it, you know, procrastinating on it, you have to just figure it out and say, okay, you know what, this has got to end and I've got to do something about it now. I have that particular, that's part of my personality. But something I learned about myself in order to actually do, actually get my own businesses done or up to par, I realized that my procrastination was a different kind. It wasn't the typical one where I just bum on the couch or, you know, get something. Mine was to do something else, like literally do something else that was productive. It was really weird. So for instance, like, I love my business. I love it so much. I love my clients, you know, but something about me is that I've got not just one, I've got two businesses. Yeah. And I'm helping entrepreneurs, you know, I create entrepreneurs and I have to create my content. I have to create my worksheets. I had to write my book. And this is something that happened when I was writing my book. I was so worried about failing that I would literally take on another client. I would literally do someone else's work instead of mine. So, you know, I'm going to tell you what I did to overcome that, but it's really, really weird that even people who can be the most productive still have that trait in them, and they just don't know it. Just do something else. And that's something that I was really keen about explaining today, that, you know, is literally choosing to do something else instead of what you need to do in that moment. Okay, so this is something that stops a lot of us from succeeding. We're wondering why we're not succeeding, but it's because we're procrastinating. We're doing something else, you know. And it's not you guys would be really pleased to know procrastination is not laziness. Literally sitting down and watching telly instead of doing something you need to do is choosing to do something else. Yes, it might seem like lazy because you're not doing it. It might be like you're not doing anything, but you are watching telly. You're absorbing information or whatever you're learning on telly or watching or enjoying on telly. That's doing something else. So let's throw away the word laziness there, okay? So let's go into our three parts today. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I trust that it will help you. So where it starts from, you know, literally it is fear. I'm going to just throw that out there. F-E-A-R, fear. Fear of failure, guys. It's you know, someone's like, oh, what do you mean by fear of failure? I have to wash the dishes and I decide to sit down. Think about it. You know, self-doubt, depression, lack of discipline, you know, or some kind of anxiety, distractions, you know, your level of concentration is so poor. And everyone has one of these that activates their procrastination, okay? And you guys just have to figure it out. I knew what mine was. Mine was fear of failure. Getting things done in the house is no biggie for me. That's not a problem. I can procrastinate on bills. Yes, I do that sometimes. So I have decided that, you know, I have alarms for every single bill I have to pay. So if you know that you're suffering from one of these issues, just find a way to, like, basically face it head on. So if self-doubt is the issue, get on the self-confidence train. Depression and anxiety, that's a heavier issue. But the thing about those two, they have their triggers. You know, I suffered from depression for so many years. I had to start chewing through each and every single one of my triggers. In fact, one of my last triggers, I just sorted out this year. And it was literally something that I had to let go of. And this is something we're going to talk about in my next episode, control. So, distractions. Now, I just have to lay this on here that I literally see this every day with my daughter. That's so funny. You know, her type of procrastination is she gets distracted and literally forgets what she's supposed to do. But one thing about her that I love is that, you know, once you set her a time and literally put her on a schedule, she gets things done. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's one of the ways to beat procrastination. So knowing why you procrastinate will really help you overcome it, okay? So check each and every one of these, and look, it could be all of them. And if it's all of them, you're gonna need help. Even with just one, you still need help. Literally, I had to go sit down with my mother and say, look, Mom, I'm not doing this because I'm afraid I'm gonna fail. And she's like, why? You know, you help so many people succeed, you help them get out of their shell, you launch businesses all the time. Why are you afraid of yours? And I think, you know, when I sat down to rethink about it, it was because I was worried that I would not reflect what I was teaching. But how could I be worried I wouldn't reflect what I was teaching? I've been doing this for so long. I have, you know, tried, failed, got up again, tried, failed, got up again. I've learned so much and I've got so much experience. Why am I worried about anything? I have so much faith in my program, Buy a Box. I had so much faith in it, I decided to write a book, Buy a Book, that is helping people in the third world, you know, in third world countries. And then I've developed a #ATMEM, a channel for me to speak, you know, to share that experience in real time, in real life. And it's like, what am I afraid of? You know, why am I not confident? And that's something that I mentioned in one of my other podcasts. I said, on my other episodes, I said, look, I had to stop hiding behind my work and stand behind it. And that's something that I've just done in the last 3 years. Can you believe that? At 36, you know, I'm just figuring this out right now. So it's a good job for you to just sit down and say, okay, you know, what is holding me back? And, you know, what is going to help me get my motivation activated? Because procrastination, you know, eats up on your motivation, yeah, and your need to persevere. Another part of procrastination that affects a lot of people, I've seen this in a lot of my clients, is perfectionism. The need for perfection is going to stop you from doing anything. I had mates who had amazing ideas, but they were so keen on it being so perfect, they never got it done. It just got shelved. And I'm just like, you know what? Just start. just start now. I mean, #HTMAM. I remember the first episode I did, I didn't even have a plan, or I hadn't written it down. I just had a topic I wanted to discuss, opportunities, and I just, you know, started pouring things out. And I just realized that, oh, this is not how long I want it to be. Eventually, I got to the point where I'm like, okay, you know what? I would like my episodes to be about 30 minutes, 12 minutes is too short. You know, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to have an intro. You know, it was while I was doing it that I was able to get a form and a way to move on. And in fact, that same template I've literally given to others who are like, oh, I love your podcast, I'd like to do one. I'm like, hey, here you go. That's because I sat down to really take this thing seriously, but I just had to start from somewhere. And, you know, same thing with the designs. I mean, I just plunked up, put things together to make, you know, the poster for each episode. And now, if you look, they've evolved. What I started with is not what I'm with now. And then it helped me also work on my other brand, because now I can see a whole complete view of my entire brands. You know, More Media as well. #HTMAM, the marketplace. You know, now it's a, you know, I can share that it's actually a project I started with a year ago. And also, you know, by, you know, BBX Academy as well. Everything ties in together. I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't, you know, literally take bulls by the horn and then start this. Okay, so, you know, #HTMAM has been a vehicle to help me, you know, get everything together and then and manage it, everything, even better than before. So, you know, again, just try to find out why it is that you procrastinate, and then, you know, get some help on it. You know, focus on getting yourself more energized to do things. And this is something to do with health. You know, health is a big part. You know, try to do things that will keep your mind and your body healthy. For me, I've shared it with you guys. I meditate twice a day. I go for a 1-hour walk. Now, I've literally added jogging 3 times a week around my area, and it's not like a full-on jog. I can't do that. I literally just jog for a minute, rest for 2, jog for another minute, rest for 2, and then, you know, do that for 20 minutes straight, and then I'm back home. So 3 times a week I do that, and I've just felt so much more energy. It's unreal. And I used to procrastinate about doing that, but literally my body was, you know, after doing all the walking every day for about a couple of months, my body literally told me, you're ready to jog. And I just, you know, jumped on it. I didn't wait. It was literally first thing early in the morning. Like, I woke up at 6 a.m. and I just looked out, and it just was calling me, and I just did it. I didn't procrastinate. I just did it that morning, and then it started, and then, you know, bumps your uncle, and I'm still doing it. And this is like the first month now completed that I jog 3 times a week. So, yeah, remember, these are the areas to check: fear, self-doubt, depression or anxiety, lack of discipline, your distractions, okay? What, you know, lack of motivation, your health situation, okay? Mentally and physically, okay? So check all of them, write them down, you know, and then see which one it is. Circle which one it is that affects you, and then look for tools to help you sort them out, okay? Tools or professional help, especially when it comes to depression and anxiety. So second, now we're gonna look at how it hurts you. Remember what I said, man. Procrastination is like a credit card, okay? It's literally short-term bliss with long-term costs. Oh yeah, like, you wouldn't know when it's catching up to you. You know, I don't know if you're, you know, some people who are like, oh, I work best under pressure. If I've got 2 weeks to get something done, why the hell would I do it the day before? I used to do that. Imagine doing that. I'm a creative, and I used to do that. That was a really bad thing to do, because I was partying on clients' work, and I was literally risking disappointing them. And I had to stop that. You know, I really had to stop that. Initially, you know, when I first started to focus on, okay, I have to stop procrastinating, it was a process, okay? And I'm going to share that with you in the third section of this podcast, but let's focus on how it hurts you. So when you borrow tomorrow's peace, you're literally not just delaying taking action. You are getting your psyche overwhelmed, and you're going to become anxious. You know, I'm going to share, like, when I was writing my book, I had set myself a deadline for my birthday. I think it was my 35th birthday, and I had writer's block for like 3 months. And I was freaking out. I didn't know what to write. And, you know, I literally, in that 3 months, what I was doing was helping another client, you know, get their own business up, you know, literally doing the usual weekly, sessions. And it was through those sessions that I had content to now complete my book. But I wasn't seeing that way. I was freaking out, like, for 3 months. I'm like, first month gone. I haven't done anything. My deadline's approaching. So closer to my deadline, I went again to my trusted advisor, my mother, and I said to her that I'm not going to finish this for my birthday. I really wanted to. It was a present to myself. I was freaking, she said, Shola, I see you do this all your life. Stop putting a date to things that you create. You know, it's going to happen, but stop putting a date and limiting and restricting yourself. And that was key. She had watched me do so much, and then every time I didn't have everything I needed in time, I used to just break down and panic or just freeze. I was really grateful at that moment that she was able to articulate and share that with me. It must have been something she's wanted to tell me for so long, but the right moment needed to present itself. And, she, you know, that was the right moment. She told me that. And that really, really helped me at that point in time. And I said, okay, you know, if I don't get it on my birthday, that's okay. You know, at least I had to look back and realize what I had done that stopped me from getting it done. And it wasn't just my 3 months of writer's block. It was as well doing everybody else's stuff instead of my stuff. Okay, so that's just one part of it that happens. So being overwhelmed and anxiety. Another thing that it does is it accelerates your lack of focus, okay? People call this like the drifter syndrome. Have you ever met like anyone who you just see that they have this, you know, blasé way of living life, literally to the point where it's simple things as taking out the trash in their house, washing the dishes, getting their house clean, even making the bed is a very important skill, guys. That's the first thing that, you know, you can tell when someone is going to procrastinate that day. If you don't make your bed, you're going to spend the whole day not completing your tasks. Like, literally, that's why, like, I mean, every time I watch, like, I don't know if it's the same in real life in the army, but there's a system in them doing things. Also in Karate Kid, the one with Jaden Smith, remember that Jackie Chan, he literally told him to always, you know, I think it was a system of, like, you know, he never used to put his coat up on the hanger. He used to just toss it on the floor. And that was one of the first things that he had to practice continuously over and over again. You know, it's self-discipline, guys. It's about that. And if you're lacking it, you're not going to get anything done. You know, you're just going to drift through life and with no focus, no achievements ever done. And at the end, you're going to be wondering that, what's the point? You are already setting yourself up to fail. Okay, so we have to get rid of that syndrome, okay? So hunting for perfection as well hurts you as well. It's tiring. It's exhausting. Like, you're literally... See, this is something that my mom used to tell me. My work is brain-led. Like, it's not physical. I literally have to use my... I literally generate ideas, or, you know, I tap in the stream of ideas, you know, in creation that I'm able to feed to a client, you know, and it's exhausting. It might not look like I'm moving out of a chair, but I'm typing up. That is exhausting. Like, brain work is so exhausting. I didn't actually realize that. It was like, literally my mom telling me, she's a lawyer. She's like, look, man, it's exhausting. Like, we lawyers know when to quit. When we're like exhausted, we can't do anything, and we can't afford to make a mistake, we have to stop. You have to learn how to do the same thing. I didn't know that. And she helped me out with that. And, you know, I always wanted to make things so perfect, you know, and it was exhausting too, because what happened would be like something I should launch on Monday, I wouldn't do it until Wednesday because I'm like, oh, it's not perfect yet. Come on. I had to stop that. I had to literally toss that away. I'm like, you know what? Sod it. If it's not perfect, whatever. You know, and I literally share that with my clients. You know, if you need an editor, get one. If you can't edit it and you three people have looked at it and you post it and someone comes up, oh, that was great. I say, look, man, you know what? You don't know what it took me to get that thing out there. And you need to just remove that and ignore those kind of comments and say, okay, it's out there. People who need it got it. The people who don't want it, who don't need it, they're going to complain or whatever. And you move on from that, okay? Just the perfection is just like our spirits are the part of us that we're supposed to be perfecting will never be perfect. So why are you trying to chase that even in life, okay? Although I must say that when it comes to building houses or doctors and everything, that has to be precision. But they go to school for that. They spend time practicing stuff, you know, to make sure that they are on point. And even sometimes they miss the ball. They drop the ball, you know. So stop chasing something that you're never going to get, you're never going to be. Because when you're chasing perfection, you lose yourself. You lose who you are. There's no point in appearing to be something that you're not, okay? Now, dream state. Okay, I'm Gemini and we tend to have fantasy world, but I usually pull myself out quickly, or I check myself with my accountability partner. Okay, so, you know, you need to stop living in the ideal world. Some of us just have this thing in our minds and can be there and stay there and be satisfied by what happens there and then just not want to be in the real world. No. The dream world is amazing, you know. It would be nice to go somewhere like that, that actually what you've imagined has happened. But you need to pull pieces from there, little by little, into the real world. You can't do it all at once. You can't make it that immediately. You know, okay, that part I like. How am I going to bring it here? How am I going to do it here? And you have to break it down into tasks and get it done. Okay, so you need to slip out of your dream state. And dream state sometimes is where a lot of people who have vices. You know, for me, my dream state was like literally when I used to smoke. And I would just go out, step out, have a ciggy, and, you know, literally, you know, be in like the, like, you know, especially when I had an issue, what was my ideal vision for getting that done? Instead of literally sitting down, not going to take a cigarette break and getting it done. Okay, so everyone has their vices. I'm not going to shoot you down on that. But actually find out when you're slipping into that place. Literally find a way of writing everything that you enjoy in that place down. And if it's something feasible that you can actually do in real life, that start making plans to get it done. So you're not slipping away into fantasy world all the time. Self-sabotaging. This is how another way that procrastination hurts you. You're self-sabotaging yourself. I just shared that earlier. You know, when I had things to do for my client and I'll just push it to the last minute. I'm causing my own stress. Why am I doing that to myself? Okay, there's just no point me doing it. You know, stress is just not worth it. You know, feeling guilty as well is just not worth it. Because you have to ask, okay, this person's paid me to do this job. Why am I not doing it? Okay, and your self-esteem. Someone is confident enough, you know, in you to give you something to do, or, you know, and you're just not doing it. Who's to blame at that point? It's yourself. You know, you have to be realistic about how this is hurting you, you know, how people are going to view you and the long-term cost of what you're doing. You know, I can watch someone just literally procrastinate on things that they need to get done, and I can just see how it's affecting their lives. And I'm just thinking that, you know, that's their choice. They have chosen to do that, to do something else and not face what they need to face to make their lives better. And at that point, if you're on that side of the glass, you need to walk away. It's not easy, but you do. You really need to, for your own peace of mind, you need to walk away. So, number three, how to beat procrastination. This is something that is very important, I must say. And a lot of people think that it's something that they must avoid at all costs, but I'm gonna tell you right now that acknowledging that I procrastinate, figuring out how I did it, you know, which one of the ones I mentioned in the first part was the first step, and it made it so much easier to train myself to beat it. Okay, so beating procrastination is very specific to you, okay? And that's why part one was about finding out, you know, how, you know, why you procrastinate. And once you can figure that out, it's easy to take the following steps to motivate yourself, you know, and to beat it, okay? So I literally created something that I did for 3 months straight. And before I knew it, it became a habit. And then, you know, I was doing it literally for the entire year. I started, you know, on my 36th birthday, I set myself a goal. And before I knew it, like, what I had achieved by my, by my 36th birthday, I was really amazed, because it was literally because I decided to stop what was holding me back from doing things. So number one is, like, you know, as I said, be aware, and, you know, you have to break things down. If you have a task and you're struggling to get it done when you think you should, you need to start looking at your schedule and figuring out, okay, what did I do wrong here? Most times it's because you have underestimated how much time it will take you to do something. I met some dude one time, and then, you know, he literally had like a pile of dishes in his sink, and he literally said that it's going to take him about 2 hours to get it done. And I'm thinking, 2 hours? What the hell? In my mind, I was like, this is a 30-minute job. But literally took him 2 hours. He already knows himself and literally knows it's going to take him 2 hours to do it the way he wanted to, wiping everything down and all of that. I was surprised. I mean, of course, I was wondering why it got to that state in the first place. But the thing is, the fact that he actually knew how long it would take him was actually quite impressive. Okay, so that's another thing. You have to put the right time to each task based on how you are. You know, for instance, you know, my home has like how many bedrooms? About 5 bedrooms, and has all the living areas and spaces. I literally just on Saturdays I do the hoovering upstairs. During the week, twice a week, I do the hoovering downstairs. My mom handles like the mopping of the tiles and the wooden floors. And then when it comes to wiping down the table, like the countertops and all that, is constant all day, every day. Like, just make sure we put things in place to make it easy and faster to just get it done. You know, bathrooms as well, we do that once a week as well. You know, if you have guests, like a lot of guests over, you know, that's literally almost after every guest. If you have a system that we've gotten used to in the house, and everyone knows what it's supposed to do, like bin day, that's my stuff. You know, my daughter now helps me get all the bins in the house together, and then, you know, I put it together, take it, put it in the massive bin, and roll it out into the front of the yard so that you know, it can be collected. You know, same thing with what's called recycling. We do the same thing. All of us are actively doing that, and you know, we get all those put together throughout, like almost every day, and then we toss it out at the end of the day. You know, same thing with the garden. You know, taking care of the lawn. You know, that's literally my own task. I'm really big on that, so I know when I do that. But you know what? Everything's kind of scheduled. I always like get really irritated when I forget to do something. And we use post-its a lot in my home. Like, we literally write a post-it and stick it somewhere so that we all remember what we're supposed to do. You know, literally as something as even as simple as turning off the outside lights in the morning. We literally have post-it for that. So if that's the way you're going to help yourself, you know, put things around you that are going to make it much easier for you to complete a task. Now, another thing that I've learned is to positively tell myself every day, and this I do in meditation, that I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to get things done today. And that's because I've already written down what I'm going to do today the night before. So I make sure I let myself know that I'm going to do it today, I'm going to complete it today, and nothing's going to stop me from doing that no matter what. Except when I had tooth issues. But even at that, I still got things done. Except for the first 2 days, I was like going crazy with pain. Then your mindset has to be like, everything is a win. Even if you don't complete your task that day, just say, I just focus on what you did do. So many people focus on what they haven't done. They don't even realize they've actually achieved a lot in that day. I had to learn how to flip that script, and that really helped me a lot. So practicing this every single day, at the end of every day, set a time on your phone or your alarm, 9 p.m. Okay, what went good today? Forget all the nasty stuff. It could be as easy as someone called me, or somebody said hi, or said thank you to me. Just that little yes, and then focus on that. Just forget all the horrible stuff that happened that day, and do that every day. You'll see, like, you've got so much to be thankful for and happy about. You know, find ways to motivate yourself. Like, what gets you motivated? For me, I literally gotta exercise in the morning. Like, if I can do some form of stretching, yoga, or some of my, you know, my 6-minute exercises on my 8Fit app, it really, really boosts my you know, my system. And then it's like, okay, what did I, you know, I have to get what I need to do today. And before I know it, I'm done by 3 p.m. I check, you know, my list of what I have to do for my clients, in more media as well. And I review their work, and I feel good with myself, feel happy. And then I send them a quick, you know, sometimes send my clients a quick message, letting them know what things are going on. And they just say, thank you. You know, do things that are going to make you feel better. It's so simple, like, sometimes, but I know putting into practice can be really, 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 really hard. So the goal is for you to do now, and you will gain in the future, you know. So the reverse of procrastination is everything as your goal. Okay, achieving your task, you know, and be mindful of distractions. Okay, like, be mindful of social media. Like, be more disciplined about what you do with your phone. Be more disciplined about how much time you spend watching telly. You know, be more disciplined about even the people that you spend time with. Because some people would rather go and hang out than get things done. And you have to ask yourself, what's the cost right there? That person you're hanging out is not going to feel the effects of you not doing what you're meant to be doing. That temporary bliss that you're getting right there is stopping you from achieving something greater for yourself. Okay? Get help. Be accountable for your time. And you will see things happen. Like, this year, I you know, literally got a life coach. And there's such a big difference in my life because I have now honed in to me. I have found my freedom, which is actually the title of my life coach book that's coming out soon. And she's held me accountable every single week for my goals. Get uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable is okay. You must get uncomfortable or you're never going to make a change. You know, be less rigid and more flexible with yourself so that it will be so much easier for you to achieve things and to do, activate what your passion is that will lead you to your purpose. So just remember that there is no better time to start to do anything than now. Don't wait until the last minute because that is how you're setting the pace for anything you want in your life. You wouldn't get it until the last minute. So I'm really happy I was able to share this with you guys today. How I was able to identify how I procrastinate, how I identify it, how it hurt me, and how I beat it. So if you're ready to take the next step and work on yours as well, you can check out my worksheet on the marketplace. And I hope it helps you guys the same way I use it to help myself. So just be accountable for everything that you do. And check. And then I hope that this week goes way better for you. And I will see you next week. Bye.